Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning. And so, as you know, I'm on this I Win. And I really want you to get that into your spirit that you win. You win. Even when it looks like you're losing, you're still winning. And here's what happens is when you look at your losses or when you're going through a loss, you look at your the things that has come against you, that are trying to sidetrack you, that are causing you to stumble, your snares, your pitfalls. You start looking at those things. You look at your weakest places. See, the enemy doesn't ever want you to look at the weak place. He always want to keep you in a weak state, but never want you to look at the weak place that he has you in. And so he will want to keep you in that weak place because that's the weak place that he can keep dominating you. And in the sports place, in a sports arena, I deal with sports. So when we're talking about a loss, when we take a loss, we go back and we start looking at all the mistakes. We look at all the places that we could have done something different. We could have done something better. We could have blocked differently. We could have caught differently. We could have done some things differently. But when you never go back and you look at your circumstances, you look at your situation, and you look at yourself and find out what could I have done better? Because as a coach, we always go back and we talk to the players. We say, okay, what could you have done better? Not worried about the other 10, but what could you have done better on this play? And what could you have done better on this play? So each play and each day is day by day and play by play. You got to get better. So you have to actually look at your situation and understand where your weaknesses are. My weaknesses was lust and perversion. My weaknesses was being irresponsible. If my wife felt like she was disrespecting me, I will go off into my pornography or go off into the drugs or whatever, trying to escape the situation. But remember, not thinking that, okay, dude, when you come back, the situation is still there. You're not getting away from the situation. So if you never handle the situation, if you never evaluate the situation, you're bound to make the same mistakes. You're bound to have the same situation and the same issue. So if you ever found yourself in a place of a cycle, and you keep having the same cycle over and over and over and over and over, you found yourself not, you really haven't paid attention to the reason why you are in this cycle, the very reason. And see, here's what the enemy will do. The enemy will make you see the other person. The enemy will make you blame the other person or use an excuse for something that you did or you didn't do, or keep your eyes on the other person. If they would have did this, if they would have blocked this way, if they would have caught the ball, we wouldn't have had this loss. We wouldn't be in this situation. We wouldn't have been doing that. But a real person will sit there and say, okay, what could I have done better? I probably could have done this better. I probably could have said this better. I probably could have said this a different way. I probably could have just kept my mouth closed and not opened my mouth. I could have prayed about this. I could have just asked God, what is it that you want me to do with this situation, and gave the situation over to God, or do what you normally do. You lash out. You get upset. You get emotional. You get in your feelings, and then you lose. The situation is a loss. But here's the day is the day that we understand that we winning, that this is a win. And I need you to understand that when you know you winning, when you have some victories, when you have victories over circumstances, and you've been, you know, say for instance, y'all argue a lot, and all of a sudden, you know, you've made the decision that you're not going to argue. You made the decision that you're going to speak softly, because you understand a soft answer turns away wrath. So you're going to speak softly. You're not going to raise your voice. You're not going to roll your eyes. You're not going to point your fingers. You're not going to, you know, do whatever it is that you normally do that set somebody off. You won't do that anymore. You're controlling yourself. You're understanding that the Christ, that you have something that's greater in you. I said it yesterday. There's something that's, that the Christ that's in you is greater than he that is in this world. And so when the enemy tries to tempt you with getting angry, tempt you with going left and not doing the right things, you have enough strength in you. You have enough wisdom in you. You have enough understanding in you that if I do this, this is what's going to happen. But he'll try to keep you blind to it that you don't understand. But I want you to know today. I need you to know the knowing that you win. Just the knowing that you win. That you have a knowing. But when you feel like when you know you're winning, man, your chest all out, you're feeling good, you got a pep in your step, you looking good, you're singing, you're humming, you're praising, you're worshiping, when everything's going good. Come on now. I don't know about y'all, but that's hey, when it's going good, I'm good. You know, but when some tribulation comes, or some turbulence comes, or some hard situations come, and all of a sudden we almost forget who we are. We almost forget what's inside of us. We almost forget that I'm supposed to go to the Word and find a word that will help me, find a word that will encourage me, find me a song that'll touch my spirit, that'll bring me back into the right place and put me back in the right standings with God. Come on, y'all. We're talking about righteousness and holiness. When you get into these places, then you actually feeling like, oh, man, I can't even be stopped. That's how the enemy, that's what the enemy don't want you to know. You can't be stopped. The enemy can't stop you. You your worst nightmare, yourself. If being out of self-control, not having control over yourself, will stop you from understanding and knowing that you win all the time, that you're unstoppable. So today, I got five scriptures. And I won't be with you long. I just want to get this into your spirit, because I need you to understand. Knowing that you win, knowing that there's nothing that can stop you, man, that puts you on a whole, that sets you up for a whole nother place. I'm ready to bounce now. If I want to get out this chair and just, hey, come on, come get it. I'm finna give you all of these blows today. I'm gonna give you my praise. I'm gonna give you my worship. I'm gonna give you some of this word. Matter of fact, I'm gonna hit you with some declarations that's gonna knock you out the box. That's gonna stop you in your tracks. That's gonna shut you down, that you ain't gonna even come and mess with my kids. I'm shutting you down for generations. I'm getting you out of here. You done wrecked shop in my bloodline for way too long. It's time to shut you down. Because now you know that you're unstoppable. So I'm going to hit you with this first scripture. The first one was Luke 10:19, Amplified. If you know, me and my wife like to amplify. I like to amplify too, because it breaks it down to me and puts it in simplistic form for me. I don't know about you, but for me, that's what it works for me. So it says, listen carefully. Once again, are you listening? Put the ear things up. You know how that, I think it's an ear thing on there where you say like you're listening. Put the ear thing up. Listen carefully. I have given you authority that you now possess to tread on serpents and scorpions, and the ability to exercise authority over all the power of the enemy. And nothing will in any way harm you. Come on, y'all. Did y'all catch that? I hope you listening carefully. Because if you listening carefully, you're going to grab this. And this is that thing that's making you unstoppable. He says, I have given you, Gerald, all of you on here. He's giving you authority that you now possess. You have it now. You know why you have it now? Because you have the Christ that's inside of you. We had to start with the Christ inside of you. You can't operate in no power if you ain't got Christ inside of you. You can't operate in the power. That's what we talked about yesterday. Not in your might, nor in your power, but by the Spirit. That's the Spirit, the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you. The Spirit of God is inside of you. You understand that? That's why he says, I have given you authority that you now possess. Not you get it later. You now possess it to tread on serpents and scorpions and the ability to exercise your authority. You exercising your authority? Are you exercising your authority? Are you walking big and bad and bold? Are you walking, you letting the devil know that he don't have nothing on you? Why? Because it says right here, he is giving you that you now possess the authority that you now possess to tread on serpents and scorpions and the ability to exercise authority over all the power of the enemy. All the power. I think all means all in any languages. All means all. I don't think it's another word for all. It's everything. All is all. You know what I'm saying? All. He has absolutely nothing. You have all power over him. That's what he don't want you to know. That's what he don't want you to exercise. He don't want you to know that. He don't want you to exercise that. Yo, all the power, man, there's absolutely nothing he can do. He's an already defeated foe. He already knows that. He's been spending his whole time trying to deceive you, trying to scheme on you, trying to plot against you, trying to make you feel like you less than a person, less than a child of God. The devil is a liar. He doesn't have any power. You give him power. Today is the day that you take your power back and you exercise your authority over all the powers of the enemy. And check this out. And then he said this, and nothing will in any way harm you. You can't get hurt. He can tell you all of this crazy stuff he wants to. You can't get hurt. Why? Because you're in alignment with God. You're in alignment. You got the Christ that's working in you. You got the greater that's working in you. You established in the kingdom. You operating as a child of God. You operating as a believer. You're operating as his chosen one. You're operating as his ambassador. You're operating in that place. And the enemy hates that. He doesn't want you to operate in that. He doesn't want you to be that. He don't want you to think that. He don't want you to have that. He don't want you to have that kind of authority and a power. That's why he spent his whole life. He spends his whole time trying to separate you, trying to get you on the wrong side. He spends his whole time. Come on, y'all. Check this out. I need you to share this. Share this with some people. Call your friends. Make sure you put your friends on here. To put them in. And I want you to share this because I want y'all to know. We need everybody to know that's in the body of Christ that you're winning. That you already won. And you need to exercise your authority. So that's the first scripture. That was Luke 10 and 19. I'm going to read it again. It says, listen carefully. Y'all put y'all ears up. You've already done that. So you did a prophetic act. So that means you was actually hearing me. I have given you authority that you now possess to tread on serpents and scorpions and the ability to exercise authority over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing will in any way harm you. There you go. You got that, right? You got that. We good with that, right? All right, you good. And so the next scripture is coming from Romans 8, 37 and through 39. Amplified again. Once again, that's Romans 8. 37 and 39. Somebody make sure y'all put that up for me. The first one was Luke 10 and 19. The second one I'm about to drop on you is Romans 8, 37 and 39. And it says, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors and given an overwhelming victory through him who loved us so much that he died for us. Y'all know who that is, right? That's Jesus. Okay, that's Jesus. So here we go. Yet in all of these things, we are more than conquerors and gain an overwhelming victory. Overwhelming. That means this thing is huge. This is a huge victory. Every victory is a huge victory for you. It's a victory. Why? It's because it's through him. That's what we talked about on the first winning. It's through Christ, through him who loved us so much that he died for us. Here we go. For I am convinced and continue to be convinced beyond any doubt that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present or threatening, nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights, nor depths, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the unlimited love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That was everything. I mean, that's like self-explanatory. I mean, it covered everything. And it says, I am convinced. Are you convinced? You need to be primed up again. You need something to help you out. But I'm saying, are you ready for that? Is this a place that we're ready for? Because I'm convinced. I'm continuing to be convinced beyond any doubt. That neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present or threatening, nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights, nor depths, nor anything created, any other created thing will be able to separate us from the unlimited love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So there's absolutely nothing that can come against you. Nothing, unless you allow it to. Unless you giving up your authority, you not exercising your authority, you not exercising your power, you not exercising your voice. If you're not exercising this, and you're staying in a state of mind of woe is me, or I'm a victim, or I'm hurt, or I'm pain. Yeah, we understand, because you're human. Yeah, you're gonna get hurt. Yeah, your feelings get hurt. Yeah, you're getting your emotions. But how fast do you come out of them? How fast do you realize who you are, that you're able to bounce back, that you're able to come back from this? Come on, y'all. That was Romans 8, 37 and 39. Because I said I wasn't going to be long, so I'm honor my word. So Romans 8 and 37, I need you to be convinced and continually to be convinced that you have authority over all of this, because Christ that lives in you, the Christ that died for you, the Christ that went down to hell and got the keys and came back, that right there is the reason why you're able to do what this word says, that you're able to do what you're able to do. So come on, y'all, step up, step out. All right, now here's the next one. What's that? I gave you Luke 10 and 19, Romans 8, 37 and 39. Now I want you to take these scriptures too, and I want you to read them too. I don't care if you read the whole chapter, and allow God to give you some revelation on it. Study to show yourself approved. So allow God to give you some insight on these scriptures. So number seven is 2 Corinthians 10 and 4. Everybody should know this one. For the weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of the flesh and blood. Our weapons are divinely powerful for the destructions of fortresses. So that means, listen, this is not a physical fight. You're not fighting against flesh and blood. But the weapons that God is giving you, they pull down strongholds. They demolish generational curses. You have the authority and the power over that. These weapons that the enemy been trying to use, this man, it ain't gonna work. It has been working because we allow it to work. But today is the day that we understand we ain't allowing it to work. That we understand that this is not a physical fight. So when you sitting there having this argument with your spouse, you're not arguing. You're fighting against flesh and blood. But you got to understand the principality around this thing. That it's a wedge-breaking spirit, a marriage-breaking spirit, a spirit of dysfunction. All of those things are the things that you need to start thinking about when you open your mouth and you feel like you're getting ready to argument. Is this worth it? Is this worth the separation? Is this worth the division? Is this worth the dysfunction that I have in my marriage if I open my mouth and I do this? The enemy got us fighting against flesh and blood, and this is not even that fight. You fighting the person in front of you, but you need to be fighting these things that's operating in the spirit realm. All right, y'all know that scripture. That's 2 Corinthians 10 and 4. That was amplified. So now I'm going to hit you with the next one. It's in Deuteronomy 28 and 7. All right, 28 and 7. It says, the Lord will cause the enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. They will come out against you one way, but flee before you seven ways. They're going to have to get out. They can't, they can rise up all they want to. They can come at you, but they're going to flee seven ways. They're going to flee seven ways. Get them out. Get them out. Kick them out. Don't let them hang. Don't let them hang. Kick them out. That's Deuteronomy 28 and 7. The word says, the Lord will cause the enemies who rise up against you to be defeated. Man, everything, anger, just rise up. Come on. The mind of Christ, his word defeats that. Come on. The Christ that's inside of you defeats that. The greater inside of you defeats that. It defeats that. If you ain't operating in that, then these things that's rising up are beating you. You're being defeated. But today is the day that you understand how to win. How we gonna win? How we gonna win with the word of God, with the Christ that lives inside of us, with the greater that's inside of us, with, you know, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. Come on now. Come on. We can't, everybody got a Bible, and I pray that you can read, but now the Bible, you don't even have to read the Bible. The Bible read to you. So you can listen to the Bible. So there's no excuses. None. None whatsoever. But let me tell you, there's a responsibility. To whom much is given, much is required. You want a lot, that means it's a requirement for it. It's a requirement for it. That was Deuteronomy 28 and 7. The Lord will cause your enemies that rise up against you to be defeated. I've just been declaring that now. All my enemies defeated. Yeah, you rising up, but you're defeated. You're a defeated foe, and I just need you to know that. He's a defeated foe, and just let him know. I like that. You're a defeated foe. I just need you to know. I like that. I like that. Okay, here go my last one, I won't be long. I'm going to get off. So Isaiah 54 and 17. Y'all know that one. Y'all know that one. Everybody know that one. No weapon that is formed against you will succeed. Every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, you will condemn. This peace, righteousness, security, and triumph over oppositions is the inheritance of the servant of the Lord. And this is their vindication from me, says the Lord. God is vindicating you. You don't have to open your mouth. You don't have to say nothing. That's why when you sit there fighting against flesh and blood, you taking it over. You taking it over. No weapon that is formed against you will succeed. None. He didn't say it wouldn't form. No weapon that is formed. It's forming. Yeah, he didn't say it wouldn't form. He said it would not succeed. No weapon that is formed against you will succeed. No weapon. None. Not a thing. And every tongue, you know how the people like to talk about you? They want to speak on you. They want to put their name on your marriage, want to put their name on your life, want to put their name on you. Listen, every tongue that rises against you in judgment will be condemned. You will condemn. God got that, man. He don't need your help for that. He got that. He has that. He said, check this out. He says, this peace, righteousness, security, and triumph over opposition is the inheritance of the servant of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me. Peace, righteousness, security, and victory over the opposition. Come on, y'all. Peace, righteousness, security, and triumph over the enemy. No weapon, y'all. No weapon. No weapon. Now listen, I gave you five scriptures, and someone put them into the feed. So I want you to go through those scriptures, and I just want you to allow God to minister to you in this, because this is the time that you need to know. You need to know that you win. That you win. It's said right here in the word that you win. It says in the word that no weapon formed against you will succeed. It says in the word that the weapons of our warfare are not physical. They're not physical, the weapons of the flesh and blood, but our weapons are divinely powerful for destruction of fortresses, generational curses, bloodline curses, things that have been plaguing you, cycles that have been going through your life. And the enemy been setting up cycles and setting up schemes and plots against you. Man, we got the power to shut that junk down. Get it. Use your power. Use your power. Step into your power. Step into your authority. Because it stated in the first one I gave you, you had to listen, because he's giving you authority that you now possess to tread on serpents and scorpions, and the ability to exercise authority over all the powers of the enemy. He's giving to you all. He's giving you everything you need. So now there's no excuses. So get your excuses out the way. All right? I'm Gerald, one half of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. And I pray that you actually know that you're winning. And I pray that these scriptures, they merit you meditate on them and allow them to penetrate your spirit, penetrate your soul. That gives you the strength that you need to walk this thing out every single day. I tell my players, you know, it's play by play, you know, day by day, play by play. We got to get better. We got to get better. So every situation by situation, just get better. Every day by day, situation by situation, get better. See how you messed up the first time. See how you messed up yesterday. Fix it. Don't do it again. Don't do it. Don't do the same thing you did yesterday that was unpleasant to God, that was unright, that wasn't in righteousness, that wasn't in right standings with God. Don't do it. Don't do it. God tells you to be quiet. Be quiet. You need to break the curse of just being disobedient and being ruly and being a rebel. Break that spirit. Break the stubborn spirit. Break that yoke off of your neck. You got the power to. You have the power. You have the authority. Don't allow a generational curse to hold you back. Don't allow it to get to your kids. Don't allow it to operate in your bloodline any longer. Anything. Poverty, lack, not enough. All of it. Health issues. All of it. You have power, authority over it. Use the word of God. Speak to the word is alive. The word is alive. Use the word. Use the word. So I encourage you today, and I pray that this message encourages you, blesses you, stretches you, and takes you to another level and allows you to see the things that so easily beset you, things that so easily cause you to stumble and fall, that you will see them and that you will correct them, and that you will move forward in a new authority, that you will operate in a boldness, operate with a greater mentality, a greater thinking, that there's absolutely nothing can stop you. You are unstoppable. That's why you winning all the time, because you're unstoppable. When you find, you see one of these teams that just always win, it seems like they unstoppable. You can't stop them. I mean, they throw stuff up and they catch it. They throw something in the air and it end up hitting, you know, going through the net. Whatever it may be, it's unstoppable. You are unstoppable. Declare to yourself, I am unstoppable. I win. I'm unstoppable. I win because I'm unstoppable. I win because I'm unstoppable. I win because I'm unstoppable. And then know that you got the authority. Know that no weapon formed against you will prosper. Know that you're not fighting against flesh and blood. Know it. Know it. Know it. That everything that rises up against you, God got that. God got that. I don't even need to respond to that. I don't even need to respond to that. Man, that's little stuff, man. I don't deal with that stuff. I'm dealing with these big things, man. I'm trying to knock off generational curses. And y'all want to come at me, you little pimps, trying to come at me with anger, trying to come at me with frustration, trying to come at me with, you want me to argue, man. I ain't got time for that, man. I don't. That's unnecessary to me. I'm gonna operate in this place that says peace, righteousness, security, and I triumph. Peace, righteousness, security, and triumph, because I'm unstoppable. And in that place, in this right here, makes you feel like you're unstoppable. Because I got some peace. I'm in right standings with God. I'm secure in who I am. And as I open my mouth, I trump everything that tries to come against me. I have the power to. So I want you to, there you go. I win because I'm unstoppable. I mean, tell yourself that all day. I don't care if you put a sticky note somewhere and hear yourself. Put it on your phone. Record yourself on your phone and tell yourself you're unstoppable. Let the devil know you're unstoppable. Let him know that you have authority over him. Let him know that there's absolutely nothing he can do to stop you. And you, all you got to do is say, God, I repent for stopping myself. I repent for getting in the way of what your plans were for me. I repent for being stubborn. I repent for being in my feelings, being in my emotions. I repent for not operating my authority and power that you have given me over the enemy. I repent for backsliding. I repent for stepping out of your will. I repent for being angry. For allowing things to come out of my mouth that shouldn't come out of my mouth. Come on, y'all. Somebody getting delivered this morning. Amen. Amen. Whew. Y'all be blessed, man. I'm one half of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. You can go to our website, GeraldandYvette.com. If you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, please go to the YouTube and subscribe to Gerald and Yvette Ministries and subscribe. We got the videos on there, resources on there. We have what you need. Go to the website. We have books. We have webinars. We have ebooks. Whatever you need, that we have some resources for you. I'm not saying that we have one-stop shop. We have everything, but we have some material that will help you to get jump started and to keep you focused on the plans that God has for you, and know that you win, and understand the process of winning, because it's a life change, it's a lifestyle. And if you're not willing to change the lifestyle, then you'll find yourself repeating the same cycles and the same mistakes. And I don't want you to do that. I did that for a decade, and that wasn't fun. That was not fun at all. So I pray that you make the decision to do it the God's way, and you find the plans of God that he has for you, and you operate in it. You operate in it. Get your game plan. Get your playbook. Come on. Get your game plan. Come on. You got the game plan. Get your scriptures. Get your word. You know, get your declarations. Get your prayer time. Get your worship time. Praise God. Get it all set up. Get it all set up, because you win. You're unstoppable. You win because you're unstoppable. You win. Jesus did it for you. He made it so easy for you. All we have to do is be in right stand. All we have to do is allow the Christ that's in us to operate. And then you operate in the greater. You operate in the authority. You operate in the power. You operate in the wisdom and understanding. All of these things that the Bible says that you're able to do, yet you're able to do. We got to tap into it. We all do. So I thank you for joining me. I thank God for giving me an opportunity to share with you guys, because it's a blessing to me to be able to share with you, because I give God all the honor and the glory for my life, for changing my life, for even giving me an opportunity to game plan, giving me an opportunity to see my ways and come back out of them and to do the right thing. So God is not a respecter of persons. What he did for me, he can do it for the next person. So don't think that things can't change and things can't turn around, because they can change and they can turn around. You just happen to open your mouth and say something different. Call those things that be not as though they were. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. As you actually operate in these things and start saying these things and start declaring these things, you actually will you and stay fervent, because everything we do is a continuous thing. So if you're fervent with it and you're being continuous and you continually doing what you're supposed to do, then you will actually start seeing the manifestations of your prayers, because God wants to see a consistency. God wants to see a person that's saying that they're truly ready to serve. It's about serving. It ain't about because I'm praying because I want it, but you'll pray it because you don't see it, and you pray it until you and you'll pray it because you know that God is able to do it. So once again, I pray that this thing blesses you, stretches you, and motivates you. Thank you for joining me. You have a wonderful, wonderful day, and enjoy the rest of your week. Be blessed.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine positions as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.